It's an unfinished life that I find lies before me, an open-ended dream that I don't want to waste.
She never made it big, commercially anyway, but Kate Wolfe remains a beloved and iconic figure in the North Bay's acoustic music world, someone whose songs have now outlived her by more than 25 years. This weekend, a host of those songs will take on a new form as the basis of an extended choral piece written by one-time Sonoma County resident Randall Keith Horton. Borrowing the title, Unfinished Life, from one of Wolfe's songs, Horton subtitled his 20-minute composition Dreams, Friendships, and Farewells, as those were the recurring themes he found and felt most often within her writing.
It's not a medley where you have one song after another. It's an attempt to tell her story through her songs. So sometimes they talk about love, sometimes friendship, sometimes nature like mountains and rivers, and sometimes farewell. Those are the subjects that are in the songs and therefore the subjects that are in the piece.
The subtext for all this, Horton explains, is a very personal sense of gratitude, growing out of his short but significant experience in working with the songwriter.
I wrote a piece of music that she sang the solo part for, and we performed it with that orchestra, and she donated her services, and I never forgot that. Later, when I found out she had passed away, it really went deep. It really hurt. I was very saddened, and that prompted me to start composing the piece, totally from songs that she had composed.
Horton began work on Unfinished Life in the late 1980s, set it aside for a time, and completed the composition in 2009. It will get its world premiere performances Saturday night and Sunday afternoon in Santa Rosa by the California Redwood Chorale. Director Robert Hazelrigg says it is not a conventional choral work.
He wrote it very instrumentally. At least that's what I would call him. He had done a lot of arranging with Duke Ellington Orchestra. And so it's put together different than most choral pieces. And I think as people hear it, they're going to hear lots of snippets on a number of her songs winding through it.
It was also, Hazelrigg adds, unexpectedly difficult.
Well, I didn't think so originally, but I was wrong. We just thought it would go so quickly. It just seemed so easy. But then when you actually try to put it together and you have different people of different skill levels, different backgrounds, different interpretations of music, it takes longer than we thought. So this has been a significant challenge for us.
The fact that Unfinished Life is being debuted locally and by a volunteer chorus of Bay Area singers is no accident of circumstance. Far from it. Horton says this is exactly what he wanted for his piece.
If it was not going to be performed in Sonoma County, you know what? It wasn't going to be performed. And I was telling people who were trying to help it get done, if it doesn't get performed by people who love Kate, and if it doesn't get performed for people who love Kate, then it's not going to get performed. I won't allow it to be performed.
Where the rivers change direction across the Great Divide.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.